You ever listen to Philip Glass lyrics and wonder what the hell that guy's got going on? You're listening to Kill Radio. Cinema Mornings is about to begin. What's new, everybody? Is there actually anything new? Did it all get old and worse overnight? And now you want to hear me cry misery to all of you. So I'll try and keep it to a minimum. But I am prone to fits of outrage. Sometimes for no apparent reason. Aren't you in the giving spirit today? My own personal pledge drive starts now. Doesn't have to be money. Just make your own resolution. And give me 4 months and I'll call you up and see how you're doing on that resolution. Are you going to be better to the world? Are you gonna be more true to the world? Those of you listening in, sounds like we're heading for a Ridley Scott, Philip Glass battle royale. Only moments away. Here at Kill Radio. Kill Radio Station IM on the AIM, I guess. Don't you just get tired of that music? You know, this. Actually, if you watch the DVD yourself and you fall asleep, this will be what's on at the end. And you'd be like, I gotta go to bed. I think you know what I mean. Oh, we're having some technical difficulties. I promise we'll get through them. Hold on.
Sit down.
Care if I talk? I'm kind of nervous when I take tests.
Just please don't move.
Oh, sorry. I already had an IQ test this year. I don't think I've ever had
one. The action time is a factor in this, so please pay attention.
Yeah, did you have, what was your number? 6?
Hotel.
And that's relevant. Why?
Nice place.
Yeah, sure, I guess. That part of the test?
No.
Quit asking about the goddamn test.
It's not fancy or anything.
You're in a desert.
Hey, if you get an extra CD player out there, you're in a desert. I think it'd be really, really nice if you donated it to the station.
What?
A desert.
It doesn't make any difference what desert is completely.
If you have a laptop, you could donate it to me.
Maybe you want to be by yourself. Who knows? You look down and you see a tortoise, Leon. It's crawling towards you.
If you have a big mic stand that doesn't bounce around when you bump it, you could give it to the station.
Know what a turtle is?
Of course.
Same thing.
Never seen a turtle. I understand what you mean.
If you have some news that can't wait till critical mass, call it into the IMC.
Mr. Holden, they write them down for you.
The tortoise lays on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over, but it can't. Not without your help.
It can't. Not without your help.
What do you mean I'm not helping?
I mean, you're not helping. Why is that, Leon?
Do you ever wonder why, Leon?
They're just questions, Leon. In answer to your query, they're written down for me. It's a test designed to provoke an emotional response. Shall we continue? Describe in single words only the good things that come into your mind. About your mother?
My mother?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Fuck you and your mother. Yeah. Uh-oh. That's harsh language on the satellite. Uh-oh.
A new life awaits you in the off-world colony. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Adventure. Cutting down the forest to build a metropolis, so everyone can live here.
The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure. Let's go to the colony.
This announcement has been brought to you by the Chamago Dominguez Corporation, helping America into the new world.
Don't you want some noodles? Wouldn't some warm noodles be great on a rainy day like today?
He say you under arrest, Mr. Decker.
No.
Got the wrong guy, pal.
Nobody arrests Decker. You're out of your mind.
He say you bread runner.
Tell him I'm eating.
Captain Brian Toga. Any Ohio.
Brian, huh?
Don't you see the city is beautiful with all its lights? What the fuck? Don't you just want to dream it all away?
come if I just asked you to. Sit down, pal.
Well, sit down, buddy.
I've got four skin jobs walking the streets.
They tell me it's hard to come by, and I'll verify it with the other version, the one you all know so well.
They jumped the shuttle off where we killed the crew.
That has the narration.
They found the shuttle
perfect
out
for the show
2 weeks ago, so we know they're around.
But you know the story.
Embarrassing.
Four skin jobs walking the street.
No one's ever going to find out they're down here. And you're going to spot them, and you're going to air them out.
I don't work here anymore.
He used that N-word in the narration before this, but he didn't listen to.
He can breathe okay, as long as nobody unplugs him.
Oh,
not
man.
Not good as you. I need you, Jack. This is a battle. The worst yet. I need the old
Are you
player.
Building something back there, Bennett?
I need your magic.
It's quit when I come
Okay,
in
well, keep it quick. Thanks. We got a little construction coming on in the studio.
Stop right where you are.
That was that sawing
noise.
You
know the score, pal. You're not cops, you're little people.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're little people. You're little people.
No
Come
choice.
On, people. Don't you want to be
no
big
choice,
people?
Pal.
You already had an IQ test this year.
Join Kill Radio.
I don't think I never had one of these.
Join Kill Radio.
A factor in this, so please pay attention. Answers.
You know you want to.
Yeah, sure.
Consensus is easy.
Yeah, that's the hotel.
What?
Where I live.
I was serious about the station needing a CD player, though.
There was an escape from the off-world colonies 2 weeks ago. Six replicants.
Damn it.
I
hate when they get away.
Three people and jumped a shuttle. An aerial patrol spotted the ship off the coast. No crew. No sight of them. 3 nights ago, they tried to break into Tyrell Corporation. One of them got fried running through an electrical field. We lost the others.
That's bad.
On the possibility they might try to infiltrate his employees, I had Holden go over and run void comp tests on the new workers. Looks like he got himself one.
Oh, damn.
You look down, you see a tortoise. It's crawling towards you.
Tortoise? What's that?
You know what a turtle is?
Of course.
Same thing.
I've never seen a turtle.
Well, I don't get it. What do they risk coming back to Earth for? That's unusual. Why... What do they want out of the Tyrell Corporation?
Well, you tell me, pal. That's what you're here for.
What's this?
Nexus 6. Roy Batty. Incept date 2016. Combat model. Optimum self-sufficiency.
Ho, ho, ho.
Probably the leader.
This is Zora. She's trained for an off-world kick murder squad. Talk about Beauty and the Beast. She's both. The fourth skin job is Pris, a basic pleasure model. The standard item for military clubs in the outer colonies.
They were designed to copy human beings in every way except their emotions. The designers reckon that after a few years, they might develop their own emotional responses. Oh, hate, love, fear, anger, envy. So they built in a fail-safe device.
Which is what?
4-year lifespan.
That's right. 4 years and you drop dead. That's how you get Roy Batty. Okay, you know what happens now, guys? Gotta figure
now,
out how to get around it.
Now, there's a Nexus 6 over at the Tyrell Corporation. I want you to go put the machine on.
And if the machine doesn't work?
Do you like our owl?
It's artificial.
Of course it is.
Must be expensive.
Very. I'm Rachel.
Deckard.
It seems you feel our work is not a benefit to the public.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. If they're a benefit, it's not my problem.
May I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
Is this to be an empathy test? Capillary dilation of the so-called blush response? Fluctuation of the pupil?
Yeah, remember, do not
involuntary blush dilation of the iris
when they take your lie detector tests.
We call it void comp for short.
Mr. Deckard, Dr. Eldon Terrell.
Demonstrated. I want to see it work.
Where's the subject?
I want to see it work on a person. I want to see a negative before I provide you with a positive.
What's that going to prove?
Indulge me.
On you?
Try her.
It's too bright in here.
Do you mind if I smoke?
It won't affect the test. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Just relax and answer them as simply as you can. It's your birthday. Someone gives you a calfskin wallet.
I wouldn't accept it. Also, and report the person who gave it to me to the police.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
You've got a little boy. He shows you his butterfly collection, plus the killing jar.
Yeah, I want a little boy.
I take him to the doctor.
Because obviously he's retarded.
You're watching television. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm.
I'd kill it.
Fuck yeah, I'd kill it. It's a wasp.
You're reading a magazine. You come across a full-page nude photo of a girl.
Is this testing whether I'm a replicant or a lesbian, Mr. Deckard?
Just answer the questions, please.
She looks like you do, 10 years in the future, when you're doing what the hell's his name? God, I can't remember his name. A Jim Carrey movie. You're a transvestite. What do you do? Anybody remember that? Ace Ventura?
You show it to your husband.
Sean Young.
He likes it so much, he hangs it on your bedroom wall.
I wouldn't let him.
Why not?
I should be enough for him.
One more question. You're watching a stage play. A banquet is in progress. The guests are enjoying an appetizer of raw oysters.
On stage.
The entree consists of boiled dog.
Boiled dog. Don't you love boiled dog?
Would you step out for a few moments, Rachel? Thank you.
She's a replicant, isn't she?
I'm impressed. How many questions does it usually take to spot one?
I don't get it, Tyrell.
How many questions?
20, 30 cross-referenced.
It took more than 100 for Rachel, didn't it?
She doesn't know.
She's beginning to suspect, I think.
Suspect? How can it not know what it is?
Commerce is our goal here at Tyrell. More human than human is our motto. Rachel is an experiment, nothing more.
We began to recognize in them strange obsession. After all, they are emotionally inexperienced with only a few years in which to store up the experiences which you and I take for granted. If we gift them with the past, we create a cushion or pillow for their emotions, and consequently we can control them better.
Memories. You're talking about memories.
The action time is a factor in this, so please pay attention. Now answer as quickly as you can.
Sure.
1187 Hunter Boulevard.
That's the hotel.
What?
Where I live.
Nice place?
Yeah, sure, I guess. Is that part of the test?
No.
Yes, you do. How much of Einstein do you have?
Warning! Warning!
Get the railroad for these workers. It could be a balloon. It could be Frank. It could be very fresh and clean. It could be. Could get some gasoline short of. Get all these. Could get some wind for the sailboat. Get those coordinates. Could get the railroad for these workers. It could be a balloon. It could be Frank. It could be very fresh and clean. It could be. Could get some gasoline short of. These are the days my friends. These are the days my friends. Could get some wind for the sailboat.
was a dark and stormy night in the Kill Radio studio when pirates invaded and they took over the mutants who were at the controls. It was a bad, bad night. Pirates. Those damn pirates. Blasted those pirates, I tell you. Captain Daka, no. Here you go. Captain Daka.
Hey! Hey! Come on, cold! Look at my eyes! Freezing!
He puts his hand in the frozen shit. Your mama?
Tyler. He knows everything.
Tyrell Corporation?
Big boss, big genius. He designed your mind. Your brain?
Smart.
How smart.
Not an easy man to see.
Sebastian, he take you there.
Sebastian.
Yeah. Who?
J.S.
Sebastian.
No.
Yes, J.S.
Where?
Sebastian.
Where we find this? J.F. Sebastian. Let's continue, shall we? Describe in single words only the good things that come into your mind. About your mother. Mother?
Fuck you.
I'll tell you about my mother.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I wanted to see you.
You can't see me. I'm on the radio. The internet radio. Killing radio. Kill radio.
What do I need help for?
I don't need your help.
I don't know why he told you what he did.
I need your CD player.
He wouldn't see me.
Yes, I do. I do. Do you remember? Rachel? Used to be a model?
Remember when you were six? You and your brother snuck into an empty building through a basement window. You were gonna play doctor. He showed you his, and when it got to be your turn, you chickened and ran. Remember that? Did you ever tell anybody that? Your mother, Tyrell, anybody?
Okay. See you.
You remember the spider that lived in the bush outside your window?
Yeah, you remember that spider.
Orange body, green legs. Watched her build a web all summer. Then one day there's a big egg in it. The egg hatched.
The egg hatched?
Yeah.
100 baby spiders came out.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And they ate her.
Yeah, they ate her. It's really gross.
Implants. Those aren't your memories. They're somebody else's.
No, they're not. They're mine. They're mine. He's like, I have them too. That's the part you didn't see because you didn't read the book.
Okay.
That's how comes bad joke. Can't know.
I made a bad joke.
Oh.
You're not a replicant. Go home.
You're beautiful.
Okay.
So beautiful you could only happen that way by.
No, really. I'm sorry.
Engineering.
Go home.
Replicants don't have homes. Don't you all get this? This is out of control, man, this movie. Scott.
Did you drink?
Yeah. You and what's his name? Can't drink booze. Can't they just hit the switch? Lighten the mood. I guess not.
Oh, good grief.
Like I said.
Good grief.
Don't talk about Snoopy that way. Is there anyone else as lost as I am here? I love LA. Except when I remember that there's a song. It never rains in Southern California. You know what? Those guys lie. Like a whale. Any requests? Fuck off. No, I'll take your requests. Put me on the channel. No, I will. Really, I will. Take them. Don't know what to make them. listening to Blade Runner and Philip Glass in a head-to-head attack. I thought Blade Runner could stand up by itself, and the production crew found 5 hours of Philip Glass to put up against it. So if it doesn't fit, sorry. But, you know, that's how it is. Let's see if we can get some noise from outside right now. Dang it, girl. You're a pleasure model. Don't be breaking shit.